Veshus, Moirai, Veraboisai, Yedidim, Loim de Atoira, steiging in the Sugyas of Eid Echad. In the Aseres Adibrois, it says, Loisane Bereacha Eid Shoker. And it's one of the mitzvahs, Loisa say in the Torah, and the Sefer Achinuch writes, Mitzvah zu noyeg rak bizchorim. Only men, not women, have this love of Loisane Bereacha Eid Shoker. Frek de Minchas Chinuch, that there's Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim. Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim is also by women. And as such, she should also be over. If someone tells you that a certain food is kosher and it's not, besides that he was machshel you in Lifnei Iver, he wasn't over the lav doi raisa of loisana bereyecha eid shoker. It's also eidus. Azoy frek de minchas chinuch. Why does the chinuch say that it's only noyeg bischarim? Hare eid echad neman v'isurin. He also asks, because by soite eid echad is neman and by egla rufa. What's even more phenomenon is the Rambam in Hilchis Eidus, Perek Hei, Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, B'shnei mekoimois ha'amina toire eid echad. B'shnei mekoimois. B'soite lebaila and be'egla rufa. V'chein midivreihem eid echad is neman on meis baila. Zehu. That's the mekoiris. Shnei mekoimois eid echad neman b'isurin. What I hope everyone should ask on this Rambam is, where was Nelam? Eid echad neman b'isurin. It should say, B'shloisha mekoimois ha'amina toire eid echad. B'soite ve'egla rufa u'v'isurin. Obviously, Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin is a category of itself. It's not a din in Bezdin, and it has its own Gedorim, and it didn't even make it to that list. There are those that say that it's Bechlal, such a different Gedor, that it's Mesiach Lefitumoy, and it's a Giloy, and there are various and so many different ways of looking at it. But I think, just to get started, we see, aside from this Sefer Achinuch, and aside from this Rambam, we're dealing with something unique, Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. Or straight into our sugya. The Gemara is before that a shliach that's bringing a get. And we have an issue. It's coming from Medina Sayam. And we don't know if it's Lishma. Or if you get up to Daf Gimel, we have an issue that maybe it's Mezuyif. And the shliach is Nemon to say, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam. And Memela, we're going to be Shailinale if it's Lishma. And he's also going to verify to us that it's Mezuyif, that it's not Mezuyif. And the Gemara asks, first on Daf Beis, L'Rabba, that it's Al Slishma, L'Boi Trey. And then again on Daf Gimel, L'Rava, L'Boi Trey. Midi Dehavi, I call Idiyos Shebet Torah. Midi Dehavi, I call Arayos Shebet Torah. Midi Dehavi, I Kiyim Shtarois. The Gemara asks, you should need two. And it's a whole complex sugya, but the Maskona Bezer Hashem, on Sunday, as the sugya continues, will be Me'ikor Meidak Dayik. It's not a Din of Eid Echad. It's a Ander Geder. This is the kraft von Meidak Dayik. It's Bechlal not the kraft von Eid Echad. But we're holding in the Havamina here that it's also Eid Echad. And the Gemara is saying that we're going to believe this aid, this shliach, to verify that it's a good get. Because Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. It's a frekta Gemara. Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. But it's this Chazik Yisura over here. It's Cheskas Eishes Ish. It's also Dover Shebe'erva. And we all know that it's a machlokes rishonim if the Gemara is asking two questions or one question, and maybe we'll touch that behemshach a little bit. But the Gemara is definitely attacking. It's ischazik, it's dover shebe'erva, it's both together. Certainly you shouldn't be able to use the tool, the klal, the yisoid, the eidos of Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. But yet the havamin of the Gemara wanted to. And we have to know how we deal with ischazik and with dover shebe'erva. Comes Toisus and asks Akasha, Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, Iker haget yoichiach shetzorach lechois me b'shnayim. Frek Rabbeinu Tam, what was the Gemara thinking? Dahainu, besides ischazik yisura, and besides dover shebe'erva, there's a more base problem here that you're in denial, what you're thinking. The shliach is going to be believed to verify to us that this get is not mezuyif. He's going to be neman to be believed to verify to us that this get is lishma. If the get is mezuyif, or not lishma, she's not going to be divorced. You get it? It's not. So his eidos, that it is lishma, and or that it's not mezuyif, is spitz dover shebe'erva. You want to say that the Havamina thought that you're going to be Neman Eid Echad? Frek Rabbeinu Tam! That zikr makes no sense. Iker haget yoichiach shetzarech l'chois mei b'shnayin. Now I want to look at that kasha for a minute because there's a few ways that you could ask the kasha. Iker haget yoichiach. I want to ask even a more preliminary question, which Rabbeinu Tam should have asked. Iker hageirishin yoichiach. What do I mean? I'll tell you what I mean. Anisha comes to town. We don't know anything about her. She can say pnuyani b'negei yashiduchim. And of course, as a pesha osar, she's nemon to say eshes ish hayisi v'nizgarashti. That's basics. We don't know anything. She could have said pnuyani, but oisai mida that she could have said pnuyani. She can say eshes ish hayisi, and now she's becheskes eshes ish, and on her own say so v'nizgarashti. No other proof. No get in her hand. No other edim smachs documents. Nothing. Hare, she can come and say pnuyani. She can say eshes ish hayisi v'nizgarashti. But what about a woman that comes to town and she's a yidua dika known eshes ish, and she wants to be able to prove that she's divorced? Let's say there are various ways she can do it. Let's say she would want to bring an edus that are going to be made that they witnessed her divorce. Curious question. Numbers, not such major high numbers. How many edim you think she would have to bring to prove that she's divorced? One or two? Everyone says two. Yeah. Avada two. You have it sad. Then an Eid Echot can say on an anxious ish, Nizgarashta, Pshita Shaloi, Hiksha, before Rabbeinu Tam even, Geirishin Yoichiach. Is it sad, Bechlal, that to be made on a Geirishin in Eid Echot would be enough? You know, there's a Sugi Eid Echot that got me made Bailo. We're going to still get to it. But on Geirishin, not the Lishma, not the Eid Echot, the Geirishin itself, to prove that there was a Geirishin. Hayala aladas that an Eid Echot would be able to say, this Yadua Dika Eishas Ish, that it's known to us that she's an Eishas Ish. As an Eid Echot, he's going to say, I was there. Not that I was one of the Eidim or anything, but I witnessed, I saw that she was Megureshes. Pshita you need two Eidim. Dover Shebe'erva. Rabbi Natan didn't even ask that. He asked, Iker Haget Yoichiach. You know, even on Geirishin, though, there's a Maisa once with the Kloisenberger Rebbe. It was after the Krieg, and there were so many agunis and people that didn't know. Meis Bailo, we know, it was a shver matziv. There was a specific incident, though. There was someone that was coming to be matir, a certain Isha, because they wanted to be made that they saw her get divorced. It was an Eid Echad, but it was a more complex case, and they were relying on someone's Eidus that he knew that there was a Geirishin. And the Rebbe chap that it's nished, epis nished, but the guy was coming, and he was saying, Klor, when it happened, what day, exactly, the details. There was a bezdin, a whole thing. But the Rebbe, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he chap, epis is nishda. So he wanted to make sure and verify. So he asked him after grilling him with a lot of questions. It says, Yo alfashteich, obeveret katin the hagba, the soifer or the dabal? And the guy was caught for a second and he's thinking, he's getting nervous because he was trying to help this lady. And he said, the soifer hat gemacht the hagba. So the Rebbe saw, there's no hagba by again. Yeah. So the Rebbe said, the shaygit di, was retz di, was trachs de zachen, it's nisht azoi, was retmen bechlau. The soifer hat gemacht the hagba. Anyways, Avada, you need two Eidim on Geirishin. But you know what? If you don't mind, in the Kash of Tois itself, Hikshu Rabbeinu Tam, Ikara Get Yoichiach, I want to make the question on five levels. The Ershta level was what we just asked. Ikar Geirishin Yoichiach. But then you know what? Even Ikar Haget Yoichiach. Shetzorach L'chois Mei B'Shnayim. Rav Meir holds Eidei Chasim Akarti. So how many Eidim have to sign the Get? Two. That's Avada, another way of learning Rabbeinu Tam. Hayala aladas, like the Havmin of our Gemara, an Eid Echad would be able to sign the get? But what about Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer holds you don't need Eidei Chasima in a get or in a shtar ever. Rabbi Lezer holds Eidei Mesira Karti. Technically, the Rabbi Lezer, when you give a get or any shtar, but let's talk about get, the Baal gives it to the Isha, there's no Chasimas. He just gives it in front of Eidim. How many Eidim? Avada two. Over there, Eidei Mesira to Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Tosfos didn't ask that. His lashon was Ikara Get Yoichiach Shetzarech L'Chois Moi B'Shnayim. But technically, like Rabbi Lezer, you could have asked Ikara Get Yoichiach Shetzarech L'Mois Roi B'Fnei Shnayim. Another kasha. The Gemara says it's a Mishnah that even Rabbi Lezer, who holds Eidim Esira Karti, Chazal made a takana that even though really Eidim Esira Karti, and technically you can divorce an Isha with just Eidim Esira with no one signed on the get, there was a takana Chachamim. It's a Mishnah later on in the fourth parak that they made a takana that even Rabbi Lezer said you should sign a get. With Eidei Chasima. How many? Two. Iker Haget Yoichiach. Shetzorach L'chois Mei B'Shnayim. L'Rabbi Lezer. That you need Eidei Chasima. L'Hoichacha. When she wants to prove afterwards that she's divorced. And one more. And that wraps up the Kasha of Tosfos. Everyone knows that a Chalois Kedushin. And who within a Chalois Gerushin? besides Eide Mesira Karti, like Rabbi Lezer, and besides Eide Chasima Karti, like Rav Meir, a Geirishin has to be done in front of Eidus Lekiyume, Eide Mesira, not Eide Mesira Karti that makes the star. A Chalois Geirishin, Kamoya Chalois Kedushin, or any Chalois Davisha Be'erva, doesn't happen if it's not done in front of Eidim. If you do a Kedushin, not in front of two Eidus Lekiyume, you do a Chalois Geirishin, even like Rav Meir, okay, even like Rav Meir, that Eide Chasima Karti, and technically Be'etza Mitzad the Karti, you wouldn't need Eide Mesira, but even Rav Meir agrees that a get has to be done in front of two. Al chalois, eide chalois, eide dovesha be'erva. How many eide dovesha be'erva you need? Two. So we just asked the five kashas. Two. To prove that someone's divorced, that you know she's an eishes ish, you need two eidim to say that she's grusha. The eide chasima that make the get, you need two. The eide mesira, like Rabbi Lezer, that make the get, need two. The eide chasima, like Rabbi Lezer, that's a takonas chachamim to prove that she's divorced, needs two. And Eide Mesira Lekiyume needs two. So Fred Tosfos. And we can put some or all of these questions into the Tosfos or Akaponim Shtelet. So back to our sugya. There really was a Havamina that the Shliach who wants to verify to us the Lishma or the non-Ziyaf of the get is going to work with the element of Eidecha Nehme B'Yisurin. Iker get Geirishin Yechiach Shetzarech L'choyis Mei B'Shnaim Shetzarech L'moisrei B'Fnei Shnaim Fan Ala Zaiten. There's a kasha that the Achronim ask. Efshar taka. Tosfos' kasha l'chayra, I mean, we asked five questions, but Tosfos' kasha was specifically l'chayra from Eide Mesira Karti l'Rav Meir, that a get has to be signed by two Eidim. Eide Chasima. That's not what I said. Someone's listening. Okay. Eide Chasima l'Rav Meir. That's the Lashon of Tosfos. By the way, from the five questions, which ones can you really plug into Tosfos? Only Rav Meir Chasima or the Eide Chasima l'Rav Rabbi Lezer that are needed for a raya. Because that's the Lashon of Tosfos. Tzorech l'chois moi b'shnayim. There's a big yesoid in the Achronim about shtar. What's a shtar? L'chair shtar is mipiksovam. How do you b'chlal have shtar? And this yarchikal is not about shtar. Bezer Hashem. We could have a yarchikal and shtaris. Minimum 3 weeks. Shtaris. But what's a shtar? A shtar is a shtar. Yeah, a shtar is a shtar. But what's a shtar? There's a big yesoid, many achronim go with, Rav Chaim talks about others, a shtar avad needs two edim als ashvuye shtora. Pashit, it's not a shtar, it's a separate halacha. A shtar needs two edim. You know, mominus needs two edim, erva needs two edim, isurim needs one ed, shtar needs two. Frekzich akasha on our toisvis. What's the kasha hikshir rabbeinu tam ikar haget yoichiach? No. Ulai, maybe the Havamina in this shlav of the sugya, that verifying Geirishin, the Lishma, it's a doichik in this, but yeah, Eidechad is enough. This that a get has to be signed by two, and you can't have a get with one eid? Poshit, it's nishkin shtar, a get is a shtar. A basic element of Hilchas Shtaris is it that it needs two eidim. There are those that say that this Tosfos is a raya keneged that yisoid. From the fact that Tosfos asks that ikar a get yoichiach, that it needs two, the choisim, the shtar, the get, shows me that who are then the edus and the shliach should need two, and he doesn't knach that here it's different because it's shtar, he must be doesn't hold of this yisoid. But this is a topic I want to talk about. As a matter of fact, there's a steer in the Rambam about it. By mominus, what does Eidecha do? Eidecha, nothing? What could Eidecha do by mominus? Mechayev shvua. What if someone comes into Bezdin with a shtar that's signed by an Eidecha? And it says in the shtar, Pliny Chayev like Kesef, signed by an Eid Echad. Or signed by two Eidim, that one was not Makoyim. But let's talk about a star with an Eid Echad. Many Achronim say, garnished. Nishkin star. Aber in the Rambam, this Meduyik, it's connected to Tyson. Ksubis, it's a subtopic I want to talk about. No. A star with an Eid Echad could be Machayev Shvua. Could be Machayev Shvua. Well, what's the pshat? Because there's no such Yisoid. Where Eid Echad could work, it could also create shtar. I'm trying to think, by soita, would there be a possibility of a shtar that would have the edus of soita? Or your eid echad nem be surin. I don't know, maybe when you go to a restaurant and there's the hashgacha, the thing, that's a shtar. No, what exactly is that when you're reading the paper that says the thing? It's a shtar, it's signed by someone. What would there be a mitzias of shtar by eid echad? There's a famous Tshuvas Rabbi Kivegra which talks about a Shvera Havamin of a Gemara in Kedushin, that if a person does a Kedushin in front of an Eidechu, with Pashtas shouldn't be Chal, because the Kedushin needs Eidus Lekiyume, or Berdoch, there's a Gemara, HaMakadosh Bifnei Eid Echod, Choyshishin Lekedushav, L'chumra, there's a Sugya, HaMakadosh Be'Eid Echod, Choyshishin Lekedushav, the Pashtas, that Sugya is talking about when you Makadosh with a Tabas, with money, with Shava Kesef, in front of an Eid Echod. Klares Rabbi Kivegra, what if you Makadosh an Isha with a star with an Eid Echod? Like the tzad that I'm a kaddish be'ed echad choyshin l'kedushav. You would have choyshin l'kedushav by kedushay shtar? Or no, shtar has its own pre-requirement that it needs to, and there's not what to talk about. You know, I was mesupik. If it's taka true that a shtar with an eid echad, like the Rambam, is mechayev a shvua, let's say you're not sure if the shtar is mekuyim yet, and you have to do kiyim shtaris. How many eidim you need to be mekayim that shtar? Yisachakol wanted to become a shtar for eid echad. Hayal aladas, you could be mekayim it with kiyim shtaris of an eid echad. Kiyim shtaris of a shtar of eid echad is enough eid echad. I don't know. I didn't see anyone talks about it. I'm clearing. Someone has a yedi on it. B'chol ifen, back to the kasha of Tosis. Tosis kasha was back nochem al nawa sugya. There's a havamina that the shliach is going to be neman als the gedorim of nemanas of eid echad, to which the gemara attacks. How could it be eid echad? Is this chazik? It's over here, it's chazik. Over here, it's davish berva. But we're holding that the Tosis is asking, how could you tell me that it's going to be neman als eid echad? And we asked our five-staged question. Gerushin could use an echad to verify a gerushin that happened in advance can't be. The chasimis need to be two. The mesira needs to be in front of two. The emes is, I saw a chiddush from Rav Gustman. He says a twist. Tosis kasha here is Rabbeinu Tam. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam. Iker haget yoichiach shetzorach l'chois mebishnayim. So he says, one second. Maybe the reason why the get needs two is because you need edus l'kiyume. When you give a get like Rav Meir with just edei chasima, does it work? Is it chal v'gerishin? Many rishonim hold, yeah. Where's the edus l'kiyume? So there's a lom d'shevar, the chasimas can gufa be the l'kiyume. But it's a bavus tzach that Rabbeinu Tam and Avdalid, famous toisus, Rabbeinu Tam and Avdalid, that even Rav Meir that holds Eidei Chasim Akarti, but for the Chalois Gerushin you need Eidei Mesira. Says Rav Gustman, this is Rabbeinu Tam Lashitosai. He says, don't cop out and tell me you need two Eidim to sign the get to serve at the Eidus Lekiyume. I'm Rabbeinu Tam. I hold anyways you need Eidei Mesira for that. That's not my topic. Besides the Eidei Mesira you need for the Gerushin, the Chasimus itself needs two. That shows me that itself is an inyan of Gerushin and it needs to. Now, to try to approach the Teretz of Tosfos. The Teretz of Tosfos is going to attempt to say that even though I was convinced, Iker HaGet, the Iker HaGerushin, and the Eidei Chasima, and the Eidei Mesira, and the Eidei Slikiyume, all that needs to, Abredach, the Shliach, who's verifying for me a very important detail about Lishmo, or the Ziyaf, doesn't need to. B'cholzais, why would I think that? Before we approach the Teretz of Tosfos, we have to reopen the topic of the Sugya Bechlal, of Eid Echad and Eschazik, and see where we can go with this. Eid Echad wants to be neman here about the Gerushin. And the Gemara asks, and we've been handling this the past few days, how could you tell me the Eid Echad is going to be neman about the Lishma? It's Eschazik Yisura! So let's look at that. Let's look at it as two different questions. It's Eschazik Yisura? What does it mean it's Eschazik Yisura? Stam, pshat, what is Eschazik Yisura? She is becheskas eishes ish. And to go against the chazaka, you need two eidim. Even if eid echad is neman b'yisura, not when you're going against the chazaka. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Torah's Gittin, all the Gedolei Achronim. You're going against the chazaka? You're saying she's not an eishes ish? You're saying that the get is lishma. You didn't give her to her yet. The shliach didn't give her the get yet. He's going to. That's where this is heading. I realize that. But it didn't happen yet. That's called Eschazik Yisura. Let's just touch that topic. Could be it was that topic was touched upon maybe in one of the shiurim. But that's called Eschazik Yisura. It's not a direct Eschazik Yisura. She's Becheskas Eishes Ish. You're saying she's not? You're saying that a get was written and it's a legit get. Okay, it's headed there, but not yet. And you know what? Who had in the other half? If you learn it separate questions. Frekti Gemara. It's Dover Sheba Erva. Dover Sheba Erva is to change the status. Right, the Rambam says you need Eidim by Dovah Shebe'er v'lo yitochin she'esmal hoysa penuya v'hashta eishas ish. The change of status needs Eidim. I'm talking about a piece of paper. It's a very important piece of paper, a very powerful document. The get, it can do things, but I'm the violator just saying that the get is kosher. That's Dover Sheba'erva. It's not Mamish Dover Sheba'erva. It's going to affect Dover Sheba'erva. Can we say that an Eid Echad is not believed against Ischazik, or an Eid Echad is not believed against Dover Sheba'erva? Maybe that's only true when he's directly going against it. So I'll tell you a few nekudas here. Interesting. Erste Zach. There's a Maharsha in the Madura Basra. The Maharsha in the Madura Basra says, he's muttering on this topic that is the Gemara asking one question or two questions. Because the Gemara says it as a flow. Vos heist, it's Ischazik Yisura, and it's Dover Sheba'erva. So some Rishonim say it's two separate questions, each one alone, without going into all the details, that there's a case that's Ischazik Yisura, even not by Dover Sheba'erva. What's Ischazik Yisura, even not by Dover Sheba'erva? Well, that, you know, you have the whole topic, the Machlekes Rashi Tosis, if we're learning it out from B'Sofrolo or from Kashrus and food. Sometimes Kashrus and food is Ischazik Yisura, sometimes not. The other Tosis goes into all that. And then separately, there's a Kash of Dover Sheba'erva. Says the Marsha Madura Basra, you know why the Gemara here had to ask a double question? La'olam Ischazik Yisura itself is a bomb question. Be'emes, even not by Erva. Eid Echad is not Nemen Keneged Ischazik. And La'olam Dover Sheba'erva, even when it's not Ischazik, you're not Nemen by Dover Sheba'erva. The Olam knows, what's that case? How do you have a case of Dover Sheba'erva that's not Ischazik? What's the... If you're talking about Dover Sheba'erva, you're obviously trying to change the status of someone that was an Eishes Ish that she isn't, or that she wasn't an Eishes Ish and she was. Where's the case of Dover Sheba'erva that's not Ischazik? Nida is a topic, what? About getting married, what? Yeah, but if there was a suffix, if it was, and you want to be made about that, you're changing her status. The Achroinim bring an interesting case from the Hagoyis Maimini story. A shliach was supposed to say, and they practiced on him 400 times, he says, say, Harei at mekudeshes li yankel. And he botched up. He got there and he said, Harei at mekudeshes li. And he says, oh no, I meant yankel. And he's an Eid Echad. He wants to be made that he didn't mean to botch it up. But on the other hand, if he did, and here she's not becheskes eishes ish yet, because el ze gufa anudonim, was she an eishes ish yet? Okay, that's an aside. B'cholifim, we have Dover Sheba'erva without Ischazik, we have Ischazik without Dover Sheba'erva. Says the Marsha Madura Basra, over here the Gemara had to ask both questions, because face it, over here it's not really Ischazik. It's only the piece of paper. Over here it's not really Dover Sheba'erva. It's only the piece of paper. Both together, now already it's Akasha. When you would really be coming up against Ischazik Yisura, that would itself be Akasha. If you really were coming up against Dover Sheba'erva, that itself would be Akasha. But over here it's really not. It's only an aside. Both together only makes the kasha. But it becomes taka an interesting nakuda. When you want to be made on something, but it's not, even when it's Ischazik, but it's not the thing itself, it's something, it's an aside detail. There's an interesting Yerushalmi in Yuma. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol would be preparing all night, and they had to start the Avoy, the Mamash by Eloisa Shachar, and someone would go up all the way onto the top. Haroya Oimer Barkai. Right? They need to know when he's allowed to start. You're not allowed to do any Avoy if you do it before Eloisa Shachar, Trumas Hadeshen, whatever the Kohen Gadol is supposed to start. Toiknisht, if it's before Alois. They don't have a watch, it's not with a schedule, with a Mois Manim thing, and a special Shabbos Grumma one, whatever, but they didn't have that. And they sent up this guy, Haroya Oimer Barkai. And the Roya says, Barkai means the sky is lit up, it's ready, we can start. Frek the Yerushalmi. Why is he Nemon? Eid Echad. He's an Eid Echad. And it's a Schazik Yisura. What's a Schazik? It's a Schazik that it was night. Eid Echad is Neman? What time is Mincha supposed to be? I can trust that's an Eid Echad. I can trust Eid Echad. When I'm not sure about... You can trust an Eid Echad on his man. The Raya is saying Barkai. So the Kohen Gadol starts doing it. If it's Laila, it's a Psul Avoido, a Mechalel, it's Yom Kippur. It's the wrong day, you want to botch things up. One guy is telling you Barkai. It's an Eid Echad. You believing him? Oh, so there's a Shaila in the Yerushalmi. What exactly is the teretz in the Yerushalmi? It says Avida Legluye. Some say because, you know, Vos Vartman, in another 5 minutes it's going to be light down there also. Another option is no, you can send another two guys up there also, that they're also going to check up the Barkai. But what do we see from here? That even sometimes when you're handling Eidech HaNem B'Yisurin, if you're only trying to be Mevarer a detail, sometimes, forget that you're allowed to do. That and then it falls into place. You know, you come to a shul in the middle of nowhere in Eretz Avu, and you're the 10th. There's 9 people there, the 10th. You go shtel mincha. Maybe one of the guys that wasn't Jewish. No, but they all said, that's enough. Later when they're going to serve tikkun, now you have to eirechen and bisurin. Now you have to make sure. It's, for that, macholas asur is the eirechen and bisurin. But for some things are just given. Even though it's going to affect davar shebe erva. You know, we're learning yevamis. Someone comes into bez and says, I'm the yabam. Okay, how do we know? You are, you aren't. An eirechen is made that he is. But that's going to affect arayis, davar shebe erva. When do you say that since what you're being made on is not the direct topic, it's not an issue? So let's see about that a little bit now. Getting back to the Tosfos. Tosfos asks, how is there a hava mina that you're trusting this shliach that the get was written lishma, that the get is not mezuyif? So Tosfos, we'll quote the Lashon. The tirutz the hachikama, eirecha nami biyisurin b'chahai gavna. That's not a kohen gadol. B'chahai gavna shehaikar aget nasekvar b'shuv ein tzorich elo giloi milsa leida im lishma nichtav. What does Tosfos mean? The ikar get needs to, but over here it's not the ikar get. So let me just let you know that. Remember we had a kasha that Reb Chaim says that vos haste, what's Tosfos kasha b'chlal? I thought a shtar, mitzad hilchas shtar, needs two edim. So the emes is the Divrei Yecheskel, not the Shinever, but the Divrei Yecheskel says, and he brings from Reb Chaim even, that's kufa Tosfos teretz. V'yesh loimer dehechash haget nasekvar. Because to make the actual get, then you need two taka al shtoris. That kasha that we asked that you should need shtayim al shtoris, he wants to say, oh, that's Tosfos teretz. Tosfos teretz is no. Don't ask me. Maybe lo'olam details about gerish and you could be with an eid echad. This that the get needs shtayim, yeni yisoy that shtoris needs shtayim. So those that wanted to quote that this Tosfos in Gittin Bezim and Bez is the spitz makar, can neged the raid of Reb Chaim that a shtar, mitzad hilke shtar, needs to. If you learn that's the teretz, then it's hapich the yitzrus mamish. Tosfos goof is saying, and the Divrei Yecheskel says that's goof of the teretz of Tosfos. But that's one way of Tosfos. There's another mahalach in Tosfos. The Chasam Sofer wants to say that Tosfos says the only time you need two by davar shebe erva is when it's edus l'kiyume, when the edus is actually creating the chalois davar shebe erva. Over here, you're not creating the chalois davar shebe erva; you're just verifying something. That's the lashon the Chasam Sofer uses. But a mekubal dikah mahalach, and that I want to talk about be'ikar, is the Pesach Habayis, and other rachanim go with that, and it's what I alluded to before about the Yerushalmi, about verifying details. Sometimes, when you're being made about a davar shebe erva, it depends how mamish direct it's the actual topic of the davar shebe erva, or a detail. Going back just to that Yerushalmi for a minute, the Yerushalmi asked, how do you trust the guy that it's Barkai? A moyel shows up to the bris on Shabbos and he asks, you know, where's the baby? Where's the thing? And he's getting, maybe the baby's 7 days old. Who's telling him the baby's 8 days old? Davi Aben. Oh, you have the moyel. Davi Aben. You tell him to bring two edim, to bring a birth thing to show that if this baby's 7 days old, this is not supposed to be happening. Or who adin faker tzlicha? If the baby's 9 days old, this shouldn't be happening. Who are you trusting? An eid echad. It's a schazik. The Yerushalmi says you're allowed to be mavar, a detail like that. The Yerushalmi makes the tzush del agabi Shabbos. The emes is Rabbi Kveger himself makes the tzush del. We're talking about a baby that's 8 days old. Who wouldn't for shechita? You're not allowed to shecht meat. Getting back to kashrus, you're not allowed to shecht meat unless the behema was 8 days old. Now an eid echad wants to tell the shaychet, yeah, it's already 8 days old. It's keneged a schazik. It's a schazik. It started off less than eight. Why are you allowed to trust an eight echad? It's a schazik that it's not eight. Rabbi Kiveager says, no, besides, it's a schazik that you're not allowed to shecht. Right now it's cheskas eivir menachai, cheskas enei shchuta. Says Rabbi Kiveager, what do you want to say? Yeah, but I'm not directly going against that. Kimoi, this is Rabbi Kiveager in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoridei, in Simetes Vav. Kimoi begitin beiz amit beiz. That the Gemara says that the eid echad can't be believed there because it's a schazik. Well, it's not a schazik, the thing itself. It's only affecting it. So klapi over here for our sugya, and now we're going to get into a problem. It goes like this. When the eid echad, the shliach, wants to tell us about this get, that it's lishma, And that's a very, I'm not mezalzel, it's crucial. If it wasn't lishma, and then she gets remarried and all that, it's mamish, it's eshesish, it's mamzerim, it's the whole parsha. If it is lishma, then it's a get. And he's, and the Eid Echad, he's the one telling us. Obezok toisvis, but that's not the gerish in itself. It's only a detail. Now I have a problem. This toisvis is on Beis Amid Beis. It doesn't only belong on Beis Amid Beis, this toisvis l'choira. On Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara goes through the same process again. L'rova de Omar that you need before nei nechtav. Mipnei she'ein she'yoros metzuyis l'kaim and there's a chash ziyif. Liboy trei. And the Gemara goes through the whole process, and it answers Eidech and Surin, and it says, what about Ischazak, what about Abba Shabarva? And L'chayra, there's no reason why not to say that there should be the same Dibra Maschil. Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, Ikara Get Yoichiach, Shetzarach L'chayis Mabishnayim. On Dav Gimel Amar Aleph, the topic is if the Get is Mezuyif. That's a Zaytik, a detail? That's the Zachalein. L'shma is a detail, a halacha, a very important detail, but a detail. Ziyuf! How could on Ziyif could you say the same teretz to verify that it's mezuyif also an eid echad could be enough? That's zaitig. Loi dechasam soifer. It's a word that it's not l'kiyume. But legabe Ziyif, it's a big problem. And l'chayr the toisus belongs there, but it's a lot worse. There's a sugi in Yevamis which l'chayr also parallels into the sugi by us. An eid echad is believed to say meis baila. We know the Mishnah says in Kedushin. The koines atzmai beget uvemisa sabal. Those are the two ways. Beikar we're handling here get, but the Gemara also talks about the other option, misa sabal. And over there it says that an eid echad is nemut to say meis bal. Now at the end of the day, in the maskana, why is eid echad nemut to say meis baila? A special takonis chachomim mishumiguna kilu barabonon isha daiku uminsava. It's a whole spiel, but the oilam is aware. That the Shaklavataria of our Gemara in the Havamina was cut and paste over there also. The Gemara wanted to say at a certain point that the reason Eid Echad is Neman on Meis Baila, the Gemara said Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. And the Gemara asked, what do you mean? But it's Ischazik, it's Dabar Shebe'erva. I want to ask Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha there and see if he could answer it there. Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, how could you tell me that Eid Echad of Meis Baila is Neman and it's not a Dabar Shebe'erva? What? Marriage is not davar shebe'erva. Ikar haget yechiach. Right, we went through the five levels to verify about a gerushin, the edei chasim of a get, the edei mesira of a get. Everything about the actual gerushin and misa, that's misa bal, that's for sure davar shebe'erva. How could Tosis answer? Oh, when the ikar get is nasakvar, ve'einoy ela levar ela, misa sabal is a detail? It's a pliatsuma. It's a pliatsuma. What did the Havamina in Yevamis, where is it, in Peches? What did the Gemara in Yevamis Peches think that an Eid Echad would be believed to say that a Baal died? The Baal died is the Spitz ultimate Dover Sheba Erva. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, a Moiridiki Yisoid. A get is Dover Sheba Erva because it's going to make a Gerushin. And yes, Gerushin is the ultimate Dover Sheba Erva. But when a person dies, a lot of things happen. Yes, it severs the marriage, and that's the Mishnah Kedushin. But it also, it's a phenomenon. Hilchis Avelus, Hilchis Aninus, Yerusha. A myriad of things happen with Mises Habal. Avada, it's, right? To the children, to the Mishpacha, to the Shechein, it's a whole thing. But one of the many things, a very important one, yeah, is Mises Habal. Says Reb Chaim Shlevitz, Amar Degazach. There are some things that are bimahus, dover shebe'erva, be'etzem. Gerushin is dover shebe'erva. Mises Habal is quite directly affecting the dover shebe'erva, but it's not the headline topic of the Inyan. And yes, there was a Havamina that the Eid Echad that's made about the Mises Habal, who, by the way, in that Gemara Guf, it says, the Yosayimim don't go down, the Yarshim don't go down to the Nechasim. Because Lagabi the Nechasim, that's Mominis. And then we don't believe them. There's a whole Shiloh. When, yeah, we're not, there's details. But Mises Habal Gufa is not the ultimate Dover Sheba Erva. The Emes says, I once had a Raya. A Kedushin is not Chal if it's not done in front of two Eidim. Why not? Because the Chalois Dover Sheba Erva of Kedushin is not Chal unless there's two Eidim. Eidis L'Kiyume. Gerushin is not Chal if it wasn't done in front of Eidis L'Kiyume. Mises Habal. Yeah? Mises Habal is mater, even if it's not in front of two. You don't need Eidus L'Kiyumi and Misa Sabal. But it's not that's not the Nakud of the Chalois. You see from here, it's a direct effect. So says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Shari Chaim, if you want to make a list of levels, there's ultimate Dover Sheba Erva, which is Gerishin, and then that for sure the Eidach is not believed. And then there's a lot of Zaytika things. Was the get Lishma, was the get Mezuyif, v'chulei. Then there's even a higher one, Misa Sabal. But even Misa Sabal doesn't make the cut mamish on the Nakuda. Another dugma he brings. Tevias ayin dekala. Recognizing someone's voice recognition. In Dine Mominis and Dine Nefashis, if you have an Eidus that's based on, among other things, details of that the guy recognized the voice, it's not recognized, lahalacha, that it could be enough for Eidus. Yet the Gemara says, Heich suma mutar be'ishtoi, Tvias ayin dekal, that you could recognize based on voice. So he says, because over there he already knows that he has a wife. Now he's just being mavar, which, if it's that one. You know, this is Negea next week's parsha with Rachel and Leah. It's a big machlokes in the Mefarshim. Vehine baboiker, vehine hileya. Some Mefarshim learn Rachel was takavir. She was talking. They declare if identical twins have the same voice. If they takadu, then the Chayr Asum is not allowed to marry an identical twin. That's for a different time. But again, Zagreb Chaim Shmulevitz, this Nakuda, that sometimes within the spectrum of Dover Sheba Erva, there are levels. There's the ultimate Dover Sheba Erva, which is Gerishin. Even Mises Habal is not that far, that stark. Oy bazoy, the Yevamis Peches can have a Havamina that the Erecha will believe Lagabi Mises Habal. Lefi Zeh, or Fir Ois, a Nakuda like this. Nida, someone mentioned before. There's a big tumult about the Nemonis of Nida. Hare Mitzad Echad, according to Toisvis, the entire Makar of Erecha Neman B'Yisurin is from Nida. Why? Why didn't Toisvis learn like Rashi, that it's learned out from Kashrus, that you Neman, Eino Dem Oichel Bebeis Chaveiroi, Eino Dem Oichel Bebeisai. Why didn't Toisvis learn it out from Kashrus? So Toisvis said, because there it's Biyadoi, which is not always true. You don't have Biyadoi by Gira Noshe. So why didn't Tosis learn it out from Gira Noshe? Why did Tosis have to go all the way to Nida? So I always taina. So you won't eat in lechem basar. You'll eat different things. You know, if you weren't be able to eat anything, not bread, tevel, and not basar, so then ain't adam oichel bebeis chaveiroi. But if you could eat most foods, you won't be able to eat Gira Noshe. Beseder. Although certain other things you wouldn't be able to eat. About lettuce, bugs, things like that. That's not biyadoi. I don't know if you, it's not pashut. Why you should be neman? And also, Bechlal, a basic one. Someone asked me, how are you neman that the guys never say that the food is not treif? You know what treif means? Treif, treifa? Right? It's not biyadoi. Even if you shecht it, if the behema is a treifa, you have a problem. Why is the shmashgiach neman that it's not a treifa? Right? There, you don't have biyadoi. But akoponim, Tosis learns it's not learned out from Kashrus, it's learned out from Nida. Nida v'safrala. Now, a one-word answer. Is Nida Dover Sheba Erva or not? I hope the Oilam doesn't have a one-word answer, right? There's a balagan, there's a steer in the Toisvis, right? So I want to tell you what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz fears Zois based on this vart. It's questionable if Nida is a Dover Sheba Erva. This is like a big vart. I'm going to say it as a bit, but it's a Moira de Gazach. He says, you can dan. Is Nida Dover Sheba Erva or not? Now, if it's not, then you can still clear if it's a schazik. But Toysis has a tzad, a schazik doesn't bother me if it's not Dover Sheba Erva. The pshat is azoi. Yesh lodun if Nida is Dover Sheba Erva. But if it is it like, watch this, is it like Mises Habal or is it like Gerishin? So he says, no. So he says, that's the suffix in Toysis about what Nida is. But on the tzad in Toysis, that, the salkadait of the have a Dover Sheba Erva. If Nida would be Dover Sheba Erva, that's Sadin Toisvis, Herzu. That's Spitz Dover Sheba Erva. That's not like Misa Sabal. That's Mamish Gerishin Alein. Then I wouldn't care if it's not a Schazik, because it's Taka Be'etzim Dover Sheba Erva. Avozeh Dover Omik. Good.